A reading from Luke 14:28-30. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, "This person began to build and wasn't able to finish."
So my question here is, and I know this is in isolation from other passages, but exactly what is Jesus getting at here?
He's basically saying, count the cost. I don't know the exact immediate context of what he has written before this, but I would imagine it's in relation to being in relationship with him. Is if you're going to follow me, count the cost. This is going to cost everything. We've heard passages about if you don't hate mother and father. We saw it was a hyperbole. He was making a statement. So he's basically saying, count the cost to be in relationship with God. If you think this is a picnic, if you're on some kind of luxury cruise, you're missing the point. God's calling you into a radical lifestyle to be a part of his restoration project in this world.
Well, your account yesterday, actually, this is a continuation of that passage. So, and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. So this follows that exactly. So it's exactly counting the cost. And your story about Mali, I mean, your personal account of how difficult it is to follow the Lord in some situations or many situations, just basically illustrates what Jesus is saying here. Yeah. I mean, he's... Again, it's a continuation of the warning that following me is not a picnic, I think is exactly the metaphor for it.
And I would say to that aspect, following him is always challenging. It doesn't matter where you're at. Because there's a dying to self. There's a dying to your own comfort level, of being in charge, of being in control. You're basically saying, God, you are the one who's in charge. And it doesn't matter where I've lived. And every place that I've lived, it comes with the challenge of, am I going to live for God or am I going to live to my own comfort? And I'm in a battle. It's a war that's going on inside me all the time. I have to redeclare every day, I will take up my cross and follow you. I will allow you to fill me, Lord, and to accomplish something through to me today. I will live not to my own design, but to your design.
And in your current position as a senior pastor of a church, it really just gets magnified because the more people you have in the congregation, the more temptations will be presented to you to do this or that, which may be contrary to God's calling for you.
And it's subtle. In my life, I have more comfort now than I've ever had in my life. I've had more security, more props around me that could be considered good things. But they could be the very things that get me off track, that I live to guard those things rather than to live prophetically and to live as one who's bearing a calling that doesn't allow me to fit in completely in the world in which I exist. And so it's a challenging reality.